When Benito Mussolini, the wartime leader of Italy, was hanged at the end of World War II, some of his diehard supporters maintained that no matter how great his crimes, he at least made the trains run on time. Dictators often achieve popularity by bringing order to their societies that they dominate, and the same is true for the former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. While it's now known that his henchmen were executing thousands of political opponents under Saddam, day-to-day street crime in Iraq was almost unheard of. But now that the power of the country's secret police has been broken, the Iraqi capital Baghdad is coming to grips with a very Western-style crime wave. Common Ground's Simon Marks spent a day with officers of the Major Crimes Unit of the Iraqi police as they patrolled the mean streets of the country's capital.
The day starts early for the Major Crimes Unit of the Iraqi police. It's just after 4:30 in the morning, and already detectives, accompanied by the US military police who escort them, are rolling through the darkened streets of Baghdad, preparing to launch a pre-dawn raid. Their target, a series of houses in a Baghdad suburb, where they believe members of a gang responsible for a string of murders, kidnappings and robberies are holed up. As the officers move in, gunfire is briefly exchanged, the bullets piercing the morning silence. Kidnapping is a new crime here, and one that Lieutenant Colonel Anwar Abdul Jabbar, who heads the Major Crimes Unit, is desperate to stamp out.
We never had this before. In my 18 years as an officer, I never dealt with or heard about a single kidnapping case. Kidnapping started when the war ended. The gangs of looters that formed after the regime fell, they would kidnap each other and demand ransoms. Then they started to kidnap innocent civilians. Now they go after anyone they like. So it's absolutely a byproduct of our circumstances.
On this occasion, the Major Crimes Unit believes that it's successfully arrested its targets. The leader of the gang is wanted for four murders, and as he's led out by detectives, even though he offers no resistance, he's manhandled, forced to the ground, and punched by some of the arresting officers. Iraqi kidnappers are known for preying on teenage women. There are no Miranda rights read here as the suspects are taken in.
Compared to Western law enforcement, things here are different.
Sergeant Michael Routh is a reservist serving with the U.S. military police. A police officer from Hannibal, Missouri, he has been helping to train members of the Major Crimes Unit. At a time when human rights organizations are accusing the U.S. Army of acting in an overly aggressive manner in Iraqi streets, he says he's trying to persuade the Iraqi officers to respect Western concepts of justice and suspects' rights.
We're trying to let them know, you know, that their only role is in law enforcement, is to make their arrest, to gather information, and not to pass the judgment. That is for a judge to do. And if the judge finds them guilty, that's to the judge.
By lunchtime, the Major Crimes Unit is back on the road. This time, a counterfeit operation believed responsible for forging millions of Iraqi dinars is in its sights, and an axe is deployed to crack open a safe in a suspect's home. The homeowner is away. Neighbors tell officers they saw the man leaving the apartment the previous night, carrying printing equipment with him. But the very fact that neighbors are prepared to cooperate with the police is an indication that the relationship between detectives and the Iraqi people is slowly finding a new dynamic. For years, the force was a repressive tool of Saddam Hussein's dictatorship. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Anwar Abdul Jabbar says his men are working hard to win the trust of the people.
Through working with the people, and as long as they can see us out there working to improve security, we're out there representing ourselves. As they see the situation improve, they'll give us credit and won't forget the role that we're playing.
It will, though, be a long, hard battle. The Major Crimes Unit has just 40 officers with the power of arrest to serve a city the size of Los Angeles. And most Iraqis aren't in the habit of viewing the country's policing agencies as benevolent providers of security. But the Major Crimes Unit works on, and its officers will be back on the streets in the early hours of the morning. For Common Ground, I'm Simon Marks in Baghdad.